Well, you certainly have done mighty, mighty well for me.
Well, I thought I was mighty ignorant.
No, honey. You see, on a few of those things, you didn't have a special word for them. Mm-hmm. But that's perfectly natural. Because you could ask me a lot of things and I wouldn't have any special word for them.
It's like me and my baby girl that's living down there at Atlanta. Well, she can fix dishes now that, you see, she went in training mm-hmm. in Georgia Baptist. Mm-hmm. Well, then after she got out in training, graduated, she joined the Bloodmobile down there at Atlanta, and she went with it till she married. And then she's worked with the Red Cross some. Mm-hmm. So she's learned to cook a whole lot of city dishes that I don't know anything about. I just know old country cooking just like my mother taught me. Mm-hmm. And I just cook like she did. Mm-hmm. So I said one day, I said, well, I just wouldn't know how to commence to cook all of them fine dishes. And Joe says, no, no, Mama. These city people that does that kind of cooking, they wouldn't know how to cook like you do.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any of anything that you really think of as country cooking that you could tell me how you fix it? What are some of your favorite dishes?
Oh, well, I just cook whatever I got.
Well.
Beans and potatoes and all such. Mm-hmm. But now, this sorghum bread that I cook, used to cook very often, that they all thought was awful good. And I just put sorghum and egg and flavoring.
What kind of flavoring?
Just any kind that you want. Cloves and ginger and just sometimes I'll put three or four different kinds in it. Mm-hmm. And I'll melt butter and put butter in it. I never buy lard, mm-hmm. for I have plenty of butter and I use butter for my cooking. And then I beat that all up together, mm-hmm. and then I stir it right real thick with flour. I never measure nothing. I just beat it real thick, as much flour as I can get to dissolve in that mixture. Then I'll take me a little boiling water and pour on it and make a batter out of it. Mm-hmm. And put it in the stove, not have the stove too hot, and let it bake, and they all think it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, can you cook one?
Well, I just think I may go home and try it. it's been a long, long time since I even had any sorghum syrup, but you can buy it in the stores.
Well, we used to raise our syrup and sweet potatoes and our meat. We always had our milk and butter, and we raised our corn. And through here is not much of a wheat country. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have no much luck with wheat, and we just And I'd can, you know, I always had a garden, and I'd can stuff and dry what I could, and so we just lived the old poor way.
Well, that sounds, you know, because you say the old poor way, but you don't really mean that, do you? You think that was a pretty good
way. We just lived at home.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about going to a store and buying things.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the things you dried?
Well, you can dry blackberries, you can dry pumpkin, but you've got to have rain, dry weather, and you can dry, take green beans while they're still tender, mm-hmm. and string them, and you know there's some beans that's stringless, mm-hmm. but then after they're cooked, there's got a string there that you can't get off unless you take a knife and mm-hmm. clip it off. You can take them green beans and you can string them on strings like red pepper, mm-hmm. and hang them where they'll dry. They call them leather breeches.